Number two, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 13th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast, and I hope that you guys heard the commercial Michael Rivera. It probably should play every break. But support RBN right now is, from my understanding, a very important time to donate to RBN. So if you haven't and can do, if you do and do often, please do now. Listen to that commercial to get all of the instructions. But one was mail a check and leave the to who it goes to blank and just mail it to RBN. So I will be filling in Tuesday on the National Intel Report, and for the foreseeable future I will be doing Tuesday nights at the National Intel Report for the foreseeable future. And I think they're trying to possibly line up host. I think Steve's doing Monday night. I don't know from there. It'd be good to get Revolt. I haven't talked to Revolt in a while. It'd be good maybe to see if he could take a night. That would be interesting radio as always. Okay, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252. I may try to squeeze in here somewhere the seasons of false flags. It's only 3 minutes and 52 seconds, but we shall see. We're going to the phones now. We're going to David in Massachusetts. We've got Laura in Michigan, Tom in Florida. If everybody would try to hold it to about 3 or 4 minutes, and I will get everybody on. David, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Fallon. I'm not trying to get ahead of everybody by calling in first, but I have to meet somebody, it's somebody that is uninitiated into the truth, you know, that would probably go into shock listening to your callers and everything, but.
You're fine, sir. You go right ahead.
Yeah, so you know, in other words, I'll listen on the archives for the rest of the show, but somebody's coming by to pick me up and everything, you know? So anyways, Fallon, the immortal Mark Twain, of course, Samuel Clemens, he's quoted as saying that history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. Are you familiar with that quote? Hello?
Yeah, David, I have heard that quote. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So listen, where we're going, with the VAC assassinations and everything, that these people like Walensky and Dr. Fauci Min, and he is going to bring more. What you're saying, more's coming over the Fauci Min trail. More's coming. Believe me, this winter even, more's coming over Dr. Fauci Min's Fauci Min trail. And it's not going to North Vietnam. It's going to North America. But anyways, Fallon, where have we heard, okay, first off, they say that now it's building up now and they're moving in the direction that the unvaccinated are worthy of death. Ultimately, they're going to want to kill. Round up and kill the unvaccinated. That's where we're headed. Now listen, where have we heard this before? In history, where have we heard that exact same thing? It's similar, it's virtually the same thing as the unvaccinated are worthy of death. and should be rounded up and killed. And not only should they be killed, but their women should be killed, their children should be killed, and even their animals. I'm reading how giraffes are dying in zoos that are vaccinated. Different zoo animals are dying after being back assassinated. So I won't waste airtime, Farron, by... I think eventually you'd think of it, but we won't waste air time. So I'm going to tell you where we've heard this before. In the spirit of Mark Twain, the immortal Mark Twain, that history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, often rhymes. Farron, in the Talmud, in that filthy Jewish Babylonian filthy Talmud, and everything, it taught that the uncircumcised, the Jews were taught that the uncircumcised are worthy of death, and they should be killed. Slay the uncircumcised. Round them up. Slay the uncircumcised. Slay the unvaccinated. Slay their animals. Slay their animals. Slay their women and children. But, Darren, these Jews never changed. That little Sephardic Jew, Fauci Men, and that Rochelle Walensky, and up here we have Eric Rubin of the New England Journal of Medicine, when he was asked about vaccinating the little children, if there's more risk involved than benefits, he says, well, we'll never know until we vaccinate them all and find out. Hey, this is a Jewish thing. This is a Jewish mentality, okay? They mean to slay us, just like in history, in the Old Testament, and over there. All those people that they slayed all the Canaanites and all the different ites and everything, you know, they were uncircumcised. So just by virtue of the fact that they were uncircumcised, they were worthy of death. Kill the uncircumcised wherever you find them. And that's what we're going through with this wicked, evil Jewish agenda, Farron. They need to slay the unvaccinated, just like down through history, in ancient history, they slayed the uncircumcised. So sooner or later, you Americans are going to wake up to the fact you're going to rue the day that you allowed this great global Jewish super Satan to possess your country. And you're going to find out that this great global Jewish super Satan is a wicked one. The great Satan is a wicked one. Okay? That's all I have to say. Wake up! These people have their heads so far up their butts, not the RBN audience, Farron, but Americans in general. They have their heads so far up their butts that after they have a bowel movement, they wipe their lips.
Okay, David. All right. Well, I think that's a great place to end at. Interesting information, and I agree with you on the fact that something else is coming. They've got us set up perfectly for it, that you can just sense it. And the American people, to put up with what we're putting up with now, the American people, I hate to sound so jaded, but with the American people putting up with what I've seen them put up with in the last couple of years, fake elections, you name it, the whole COVID lockdown, can't go to church, but the strip joints are open. I mean, just the hypocrisy of it all. I think we're going to get to ride it. I think we're going to get to go the distance. Thank you so much, David. I got a full bank. I got Laura, Tom, Tony, Bruce coming up. Thank you for the phone call. Laura in Michigan, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hi, Farron. I just wanted to say, while they're celebrating that new governor in Virginia, he's a globalist CFR member.
Oh, wow. I did not know.
Yeah, another thing I wanted to tell you, there's a couple of songs out about Kyle Rittenhouse. I bet the board ops could sign them. One is called The Legend of Kyle Rittenhouse. He's got an AR in a sling. Starts out. It's a really good song. So maybe the board ops could find it at some point.
Okay, if not, I'll see if I can't play it next Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Well, you know, one of the things that I do like is the way people, you know, take this jab and shove it off of the remaking the Johnny Paycheck, take this job and shove it. I always thought Johnny Paycheck was kind of interesting. I mean, his name was a play on Johnny Cash, you know. All right, Tom in Florida, Tony, Bruce, and Jerry coming up. Tom, how you doing?
Yeah, Farron, good day to you. Good day. I know it's been a hard week for everybody. Yeah, fair enough. What I got to say is you were talking about, you remember this with your father. Well, I remember in here in South Florida, you could leave your doors wide open. You could hear all your neighbors spoke English. You could hear the English language spoken by all your neighbors. you can remember when you would go to a bar and have a couple beers and you got drunk or inebriated, the police would bring you home and not give you a DUI. But there's on and on with that nonsense, Fern. But, you know, what they have done, the Dave call hit pretty hard when he's talking about the Talmud. That was pretty good. But I got to say, Fern, look at Los Angeles right now. Now, Fern, you remember the article they had in the USA paper 2 years ago?
What's Fern? The topic? Yeah, I'm with you. What's the topic?
It was about the gang members in Los Angeles, Farron. 150,000 gang members in L.A. alone. That was in 2019. I remember reading the article.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yes, there's 150,000 gang members. They just busted 12 MS-13 trying to sneak into the border in Texas. The Texas sheriffs just caught them trying to sneak in. We're talking about all these gang members. What about the 16-year-old boy who was shot by a illegal alien in Los Angeles the other day? You saw that, Farron?
I did not.
This Mayakis, this ass we have running the DHS, whatever he's running, with bumbling buffoon, should be arrested for murder. Any angel mother and father has a loved one murdered, they should get $10 million per family. They want to give these illegals $450,000, my ass. That will lead to all-out civil war. That will be the linchpin or pull the pin out. And that's going to lead to all-out war. If this bumbling demon rat buffoon gives these illegals $450,000, that will be the end of it. This country will fall right on its face. And like that one clip you play with the Statue of Liberty, take it back to France, because we ain't going to have no liberty. Americans, white and black, who've been in this country for a century or more, they should be getting the $450,000, not some illegal alien. Us white Americans should be getting the best health care in the world, not some illegal alien. And Afro-Americans in the same sense. And by the way, Farron, did you see the black farmers now suing the Biden administration, saying all these illegals are coming in, taking away their heritage?
Yeah, I did see that. And, you know, the other thing, Tom, is all of the tax-paying citizens, white, black, whatever, are being hit with this massive inflation where your purchasing power has dramatically been decreased, and then through the vaccine mandates and all these people quitting their jobs has created the supply chain shortages, which all of this, and I know you agree, all of this is being done by design. It's not happenstance. There's a clip. I wish I had time to play it. I don't have it in front of me. But this past week, Joe Biden actually said, did you ever think you would be paying this much for gas? I mean, he's almost mocking the American people that he is causing intentionally to struggle.
Well, yeah, exactly, sir. You know, I want all your callers. I hope they do what I do. I hope they call the Washington phone number and call that guy Chris Coons, the senator in Delaware, and let's shove all these illegal aliens like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is doing, and all our congressmen here in Florida, Congressman Mark Green, Stubbe, all of them. We want all these illegal aliens shoved right there in Wilmington, Delaware. Let's take every one of these illegal aliens that are pouring through our border and shove them right there in Delaware, New York, with Chucky Schmucky Schumer, with the schmuck, and that fat Jerry Nadler. They're all Zog. Okay, let's shove them all these illegal aliens. Let's every one of our callers at RBN start calling these senators and say we want every one of these illegals shoved up in Delaware, Wilmington. See how long they'd like that, Farron. They wouldn't like that one bit. They wouldn't. And let's shove them. Might as well. They're already blue states. So shove them right there up in New York. All these illegal aliens, Farron. Don't you think that's a great idea, like Ron DeSantis said?
Oh, yeah. I saw where Ron said that. I hope he does that. You know, Trump talked about doing some of that. And I hope that they really implement that and put some teeth in it. Of course, our state here in North Carolina would have, you know, we've got a horrible governor, which made no sense. The state was overwhelmingly for Trump in 2016, but we supposedly elected this Democrat, horrible Democrat governor. I mean, the election of that made no sense. Well, Tom, I'll give you the last word. We got Tony, Bruce, and Jerry coming up. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, Farron. I just want to say, you know, Dave made a point with the Talmud. Since 1945, since World War II, these Zog, no matter what the Christians did for them, they still are stabbing us in the back. And fair enough, they got trillions of dollars from the Holocaust and all that, and, you know, they still are not happy. Look at all these billionaire Jews like Bloomberg and all these other ones are spending hundreds of millions of dollars politically to take out a conservative viewpoint. Why would this guy Bloomberg, who want to take away the guns from the citizens and all that, and turn this place into a communist nation? This is appalling to me. But you know what? They brought up communism. They're the ones that gave us communism. You know, they want to live in kibbutzes. That's who this was all about. It's all about ever since 1945 when the war ended. And look, I tell you what, Farron, I wish you'd do a show about really what was Kennedy going through when Israel was already starting to work on the atomic bomb. How did they get an atomic bomb so fast? Think about that one, Farron. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, I know how JFK was opposed to Israel having nuclear weapons. And yeah, but that would be a great subject to do an hour on. Be great to find a guest that's more learned than myself on that subject. But yeah, I have read about that, and there's many people I know. I don't think that was John Stadtmiller's maybe theory, but there's a lot of people that think that played heavily, and I'm sure it did, into the assassination of JFK. Well, hey, thank you so much. Might just do that, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, Tony, Bruce, and Jerry coming up. Tony, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, okay, I heard a noise. Yeah, no, that appeals court decision on the OSHA, vaccine program, the only next step for that is to go to Justice Alito. And if he decides that the Supreme Court doesn't want, I don't know how this works, how one justice can decide whether the whole court hears a case or not, but it goes to him. And if he turns it down, which I sure hope he does, because he's one of the few, he's three of the, the okay ones that are on that thing, it's toast. So, they'll just tell all these businesses to force it on their employees anyway, but they're not going to be able to go out and, demand records and fine $14,000. Understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's already went up. It was only three steps. If you read all the articles, only three steps, and it's on step two. It got turned down. If he turns it down this week or next week, it's toast. Anyway, do you remember at the beginning of this COVID hoax, how I used to, go through the numbers, the percentage numbers on the states, Farron? Remember that? You used to like that?
Yeah, I do, Tony.
Okay.
I remember.
All right. These are a couple day old. The claim is, there's 26,008 dead of COVID hoax in the state of Illinois. And I was shocked at the population up here, but not really, because all you have to do is go out and drive around and it looks like Mexico. Okay, we actually have, and this is with all the right people getting the hell out of here, we have 12,671,821. That's the latest census from, the flash census on the 20 or 21. They may even have the flash on 21. So that's 0.02%. So 0.02%, okay, supposedly died in this state after a whole year of this fraud. And the 26,008 number is just a total fraud. Okay, I mean, the health director of Illinois admitted it, that anybody that, dies and is positive on the fake test is a COVID death. And they've come right out and said that the test is fake. So, this is a pandemic, and you got these mentally ill fools still running around here with the mask on in their cars. Okay, case in point. They opened up, believe it or not, they opened up a testing center not too far from where I'm at here. And I went out with the there's no pandemic, COVID-19 equals pandemic, scamdemic, hoax, vaccinehoax.com. I went out there and they called some low IQ, black lady, obviously had to be because I'm right across the street from a Walmart. She called, one of them, I know. Called the cops on me. They never stopped. They just drove right past me with the paddy wagon. Even after a year and a half, these idiots are still believing this fraud. Now, the other incredible number, now this is a whopper. This is a lie. They're claiming that there's, out of the 12,671,821 population in Illinois, that 1,722,590 are cases, which means a case means that you took that test, that fake test, and you went positive on it, which is 13.59% of the population. No way, no how that even with these brainwashed low IQ dope people up here in this metropolitan area, there's no way that that many people took that. You follow what I'm saying? They're not saying that 13.59 took the test. They're saying 13.59 of the people that took the test are positive and have COVID hoax, okay? And if you look at this positivity thing that they do, right now they're actually saying it's 8%, but, you know, it goes down to 3%. You're talking like most of the state took the test, and there's no way they didn't do it. So, I mean, you know, you get my point. They're just blatantly lying about this. Most of the state didn't take that stupid test. I will say this. There are some cars going into this thing. I haven't protested again because I don't want to harass them.
Hold on for me, Tony. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. That's really some good information. Just incredible. And out of that 26,000, more than half of them probably died of AIDS, whatever. Back in.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Media Farron in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Tony, the break got you. Let me give you the last word. I got Bruce, Jerry, Miles, and Art coming up.
I've got since I called 3 weeks ago, you know, I've been out to the testing center. I was out at the Ford plant on the east side of Chicago protesting there with the sign with the 48,000 dead on Medicare sign. That's all up on TLB Talk. And just real quick, I know you, on Monday, I was right up on the corner here because the time, you know, the time got set back and protest, cold protest season over. I'm out with that 48,000 dead, you know, don't take it. 48,000 dead on Medicare side. All of a sudden, this little Mexican broad, she came out of nowhere. She comes running at me with this, like, foot square picture, this big picture, and she starts giving, yelling the F word at me and waving the picture. My brother died of COVID yesterday and I gotta go to the funeral, you F word, and all this crap. It was just wild. And I just said, hun, there's no COVID. Sorry about his death. Go to the website. And then she looked back in her car. It was wild. But that's about it, Farron. So, protest season is over here.
Keep up the good work.
I don't know why people aren't on TLB Talk, man. There's only 48 in the RBN group there. I don't get it, but you people don't want to go to social media, and I don't know what your problem is. But, okay, I'm done. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you later.
Keep up the good work, Tony. Always enjoy your phone call. Bruce, Jerry, Miles, and Art coming up. Bruce, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, we're almost up to the break, aren't we?
Yeah, but I'll hold you over the break.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to take too much time. That way everybody else can get on. But this last Veterans Day, man, it's the most depressing Veterans Day I've ever experienced. You know, I'm not sure how many of our listeners served. You know, I served in two branches, the Marine Corps and in the first Gulf War. I went back in active duty into the Army in the 82nd Airborne. And, you know, during this article comes out right during Veterans Day, the Commandant of the Marine Corps says that they're going to refocus and make the Marine Corps more diverse. They're not getting their recruitment targets that they need to have to keep the Marine Corps, you know, viable. And they're losing 75% of Marines now leave the service, you know. And it's a morale problem is what it is. And part of the reason, in my opinion, is the demonization of the people who make up the fighting force in the services, the ground troops, are majority white. And, all this wokeism, he says it's not woke to target, you know, they're going to try to diversify not only racially, I guess they're going to put trannies in the infantry. I don't know, man. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, Bruce. I noticed this past Veterans Day, normally we have restaurants that's advertising free food for veterans. We have just a lot of different events. There's some parades in some of the bigger cities. I heard or saw practically nothing celebrating Veterans Day this past Thursday. You know, and they always have the parades at 11 o'clock. You know, it's like 11, 11, and 11. But I think you're correct. I mean, they are demoralizing the military, promoting all of this transgenderism and homosexuality. And I would say that, you know, a lot of young men that a decade ago or two decades ago looked at the military as a viable option after high school, of course, with the feminization of young men with, you know, I marvel at the young men that are 25, 30, and all they talk about is playing video games. Grown adults, and all they do is talk about. So, I mean, the change in the culture, and you know, look at what happened in Afghanistan to demoralize the military and the people that are in the military. It makes you wonder what their goal is, since we've been such a warmongering country in the past. But yeah, I think you're going to see the move toward less and less glorifying the military like they used to do. You know, used to you couldn't watch football without they wanted to have the flyover, and especially during the Iraq War, and glorifying the soldier. The propaganda of that seems to be shifting.
Yeah, if I was in now, I mean, I'd have to look at the entire thing. Do I want to spend the rest of my life? Anyway, I won't go past the break. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, thank you so much. Coming up on the break, Jerry, Miles, and Art, hang on for me. Be back in moments.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I've got three people sending me a death certificate from 2018 that says coronavirus on it for their grandma that passed away in 2018. Jerry in Missouri, thank you for holding in. Miles and Art coming up. How you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Well, first of all, thank you for accepting this call. I appreciate it. You had mentioned something about log cabin Republicans. Would it be acceptable to give a little history on that term, please?
Yeah, go ahead. I was not familiar with this group.
Okay. Well, log cabin Republicans, that term, came from a politician that his handlers invented him as the log cabin candidate. Well, that information, you know, that's not a whole lot. So I continued my research, And I found the love letters that this man lived with his lover for 4 years. And I read all of the letters. Anyway, this politician lived with a man. And he was a lover of this man. Anyway, that occurred a little over 156 years ago. That particular man was a first-term senator from Illinois. History repeats itself. We had a president recently. It was a first-term senator from Illinois and became president. So I've just described to you, if people want to go back to a little over 156 years, you will find out the true nature of Lincoln, okay? And they used that against him, and they arranged a marriage for him to hide the lover stuff. And he was married off to a socialite who, after she was married, found out that Lincoln was a queer. She became an alcoholic and a laudanum addict. In those days, the president, if he wanted to make changes to the White House, it came out of his pocket. There was no way for the Senate and the Congress to, you know, give funds. So his drug addict wife went out and charged all kinds of money to revitalize the White House. Well, Lincoln couldn't pay for that. So that's how they got complete control of him, was his debts. So people just don't have the time to go find out that we had wasn't our first queer, but we had one of our most infamous presidents was a queer. And that's how they manipulated all the politics with respect to our Civil War. Anyway, I hope that people will, maybe one individual, go to law libraries and read presidential letters. I've done it. It's quite a shock, and it hurts to find out that they have been running queers for public office so that they can use them and blackmail them. So there's so much for Abraham Lincoln.
Wow, Jerry, that's really interesting. I had not. We think this is Jeffrey Epstein, or the thing's been going on for the last 40 or 50 years, but it really goes way, way, way back further than that. You know, it's interesting with Lincoln because he so many times, if you look through the history of Lincoln, you know, he said one thing but done another in many cases. So that would explain a lot of the questions that I've had about Abraham Lincoln when looking back historically. That's very interesting. Anything else you'd like to add, Jerry?
Just that he who fails to study history is doomed to repeat it. And it is onerous. It takes many, many hours to go verify things or hunt them down. And I appreciate that many people don't do that. However, when somebody does do the kind of homework that I've been indoctrinated to do all of my life by my trainers, it is astounding. I mean, RBN has this thing, you can handle the truth. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if you get to the truth, it hurts. You might be able to handle it, but it hurts. It hurts more than any kind of pain that I hear many listeners call in. They're complaining, they're correct on what they're complaining, but they don't know the dadgum history. And so they're giving their opinion and not factual history that anybody that has listened to what I say can go in. And if you're going to go do this, you better know how to treat the law library librarians. Because you're going to have to get help from those ladies. And you better be polite to them. And if you are nice to them, they will help you. But you have to be polite and patient. Don't rely on yourself always. Rely on other people that can help you. And don't be afraid to say, I need help. I really need help. Please help me, somebody. Anyway, well, hey, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And there's an awful lot of issues out there that I know that your listeners want to talk about. And thank you for this time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Jerry. Thank you. Yeah, I had no idea. I think I'll do a little look-see into that myself. That's what's great about RBN, people. I say it all the time. That's what's great about RBN. It's the listeners. I got so much email off of last week's broadcast. It was tough, and it's been a tough week for all of us, everybody, you guys, the whole RBN family. It really has been a tough time, but so much of what you guys bring to the table. That's why I like the whole second hour to be callers. All right, Miles in Maine. Then we got Art coming up. Miles, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Farron. It was a bit of a lengthy call there, and kind of carried on a bit, but not that I doubt the story there, but I'm just wondering how they charged things back in the early 1800s. Unless this is some Goldman Sachs scam we never heard of, but interesting as it might be. I had a good one for Tony, since he's always, he's got his signs and billboards and what have you. And I think a good one would be, been injected, you've been infected. So maybe Tony could use that.
Yes, that's not bad, Miles. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, good call by Tom, and Dave had some good information there, and he's right. You know what I mean? And I just can't stop thinking of Winston Churchill. You know, if you don't fight when you can, you may fight with, and I'm just paraphrasing it, you may fight with only a precarious chance of winning. Well, I think we're way beyond that. These people don't even go protest. You know, you used to see people at the Capitol nonstop, peacefully demonstrating. You used to see them even in the galleries protesting with signs. So, I mean, this infringement upon the First Amendment is just getting absolutely outrageous. But like I always say, Farron, you know, the best way to give these people a sucker punch and watch your jaw drop is don't buy their products. Boycott this stuff. Just absolutely boycott it. Let this Black Friday go by and leave everything on the shelves. Everything on the shelves for Christmas, New Year's, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, the whole thing. Let them keep their stuff. And when they start losing money, watch those. And then I heard another interesting aspect of this with all these ships that aren't being unloaded, that they're going to be insured or something, and so they're going to be able to unload this stuff for pennies on a dollar, who someone like George Soros or someone will pick up and make an excellent profit on it, you know? So the thing we need to do, I think, in my opinion, that we can do, you know, it's a societal, it's a very non-aggressive approach, is boycotting these things. And buying in your own community. You know, with these things coming up, the situations they're talking about, you're going to have to buy wood to heat your house from the local guy. They're not helping us. Nobody's doing nothing, anything, to get rid of these people. And, you know, like the last caller said, implying Lincoln was a queer. Well, what's that going to do nowadays? Probably get them votes? Probably get the Republican Party sending them money and clamoring for them? So, I mean, that's like a non-issue anymore. Because the morality and the ethical, aspect of Americans anymore is just nowhere in society. It's just vacated. So, you know, we're going to have to do the things we can. Boycotting's one of them. You start watching these Walmarts and Verizons and all these people, you know, and I'm not saying go without, but shift to something else that doesn't support that stuff. And that's pretty easy to do. But, we're in some deep trouble here. I mean, and nobody's doing anything about it. That's a great idea that, like Tom had, that DeSantis is doing. Send every illegal in this nation, send them over there to Delaware. You know, put up tents in front of Biden's house and let them live there. You know, at his Delaware house that he doesn't live at or whatever, and let them live there out on the tents, out on the street in front of the house. You know, they'll probably get more response than anybody else would. But, with that, Farron, I just want to say have a great show, because I want to hear Art from heard from Mount Georgia myself. He's always an excellent call. Thank you, Fred.
Hey, thank you, Paul. I try to do as much as humanly possible, support my local businesses, buy chicken food from the local guy instead of the chain stores. I mean, as much as that as I humanly possible to do, I try to do. Art in Georgia. Art, how are you doing today, sir? Art.
Good morning, brother. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to hear you.
Well, I want to thank that previous caller for the endorsement. It's something I don't get too often. What was the other caller was talking about the history there with Lincoln? I had no idea. Boy, that's enough to set you back a step or two. But it's nice to know that there are people out there who are doing real research, because it aggravates the devil out of me when I tell people research and then I don't know how. Nobody taught you how to research? I mean, what's the deal with this? And I remember before the internet came out, I spent many an hour in libraries, you know, all around the country just learning stuff. So I really appreciate that there are others out there who are doing real research and coming up with the real stuff. All right, Kyle Rittenhouse. It has been a long, torturous week, Farron. Not sitting through, but listening to this, all of the testimony and everything. And it's amazing to me what the one thing that really jumped out with me on this whole thing was the prosecutor continuously talking about duty to retreat. I'm sorry, what? Oh, that's, I'm not on speakerphone. Give me just a second here. I'm going to have to mute this other line over here. All right, hopefully that's better. Okay, so the whole thing with this Kyle Rittenhouse deal, it's beyond me with this constant comment of duty to retreat, and how Kyle Rittenhouse showed no attempts to retreat and this and that and the other, and he had a duty to retreat and bloody, bloody, blah. What do you call running away? Is running away not retreating? Is running away not a way of saying, hey, I'm not looking for trouble, I'm trying to get out of here, blah, blah, blah? You know, and I'm sorry, but if you are chasing me, now, I'm going to go based on this video. I'm going to put myself in Kyle Rittenhouse's position. If James Rosenbaum is chasing me, it's in the evening, it's after dark, streetlights are on. He's chasing me. I turn around, point my weapon. He still continues to come at me. So again, I turn back. I start running a second time, knowing that he is constantly catching up with me, because I can't outrun him. If you watch the video, it's obvious that Kyle cannot outrun James. This is obvious. Kyle, so he runs. At one point, he stops. He turns. He aims his weapon. James doesn't slow down. So Kyle turns around and he runs some more. And finally, he gets right there where the cars are, and he turns around. And James has now closed from being about 35 feet away to now he's within 5 feet of Kyle. At which point Kyle, and he lunges, grabs a hold of the barrel of Kyle's gun. You can clearly see this. That's an attempt to disarm him now. So now, not only has he already threatened to kill him twice, James has threatened to kill Kyle twice, all right, earlier in the evening, but now he's chasing him across a parking lot, trying to disarm him at this point, grabbing the weapon, and Kyle was supposed to do what? Here, have a lollipop while I think about my next move? No. If you had been me, I'd have shot you dumb behind too. I would have shot you too. Because running away is an attempt to retreat. So I don't get where this, and you know, this constant, I mean, how many times when asking you went there intending to kill somebody, I never went planning to kill anyone. I had no intention. I didn't want to shoot anyone. Then why did you have the weapon? Well, let me see. I know that I'm going, after having watched all of these BML rallies where they turn violent Thank you, Antifa, for your participation as well. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to hopefully, if anybody needs medical attention, I can render it to them. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. But if somebody gets hurt, I can render medical attention. But I know how quickly these things can turn violent in an instant. So I'm going to take a weapon with me so I can defend myself just in case. What part of that does the prosecution not comprehend? Let me ask you a question. When you get in your car, you put your seatbelt on? Of course you do. Why? Well, just in case. I'm not planning to wreck my car today, but just in case something happens when you get on a motorcycle. Most people put on motorcycle helmets, right? Why? Just in case.
Hey, Art, hold that thought. I have no other callers. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll have about 5 minutes. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back on the alternative media. This is Baron in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I've got Art from Georgia. We do have Tom now on hold. But Art, one, I'm glad you called in to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse because I've not been able to watch this very closely this week. And the other thing is, Isn't it incredible that the blatant railroad they're trying to put on Kyle Rittenhouse, while we've got no trials whatsoever for any of these arsonists, looters, or any of the rest that caused, I forget what, $3 billion worth of damage, but Kyle Rittenhouse, of course, is scheduled to be, you know, James Fielded away for life in prison for defending himself. And like you said, I've watched the video. It's so obvious he was defending himself. But give me a couple more minutes about what your assessment of what you've watched in the trial, and then we'll get Tom on for a couple minutes before we go.
Okay, so after, James Rosenbaum has been shot and killed, you know, they want to make the big deal. You had to shoot him four times? Well, in the heat of the moment, we're talking about a seven, because they're talking about, why do you have to shoot James four times and this and that and the other, because the first shot, shot him in the front, point blank in the chest, and then he shot him twice in the back and once in the head and all this. It's like, okay, maybe this is overkill, but let's look at it this way. You're talking about a 17-year-old boy who has never handled a weapon like this before, according to his testimony. He's never handled an AR-15 or any weapon like it ever in his life. 17 years old, no training whatsoever. The boy is running scared from a man who's already threatened to kill him twice if he catches him alone. Now he's running after me. In the heat of the moment, I'm terrified. I'm 17 years old. I have no training at all. It doesn't surprise me that he fired off four shots. I'm surprised he didn't fire off more. But then,
that's what they trained the police to do also. But go ahead.
And then there's all of these other people coming at him. So he runs. He ends up having to shoot a couple more. My attitude is, after the first guy got shot, the rest of you idiots should have went in a different direction. That's what you should have done. But no, you had to chase a young man who just shot and killed somebody who is scared to death. And what, you don't think somebody else is going to get shot? I mean, we live in, Baron, it is idiocracy 101, blatant in your face, man. It is just nuts. Anyway, I'm anxious to hear what Tom's got to say, so I'm going to jump off here. And thanks, everybody. Great calls all around. Thank you much.
Hey, thank you so much. Tom, time is short. It's yours. Go ahead.
Isn't the projectile in the AR-15 not much bigger than a .22?
Yeah, I think so.
So one shot sometimes doesn't stop a man.
The police, they teach them to shoot someone multiple times. Sorry about the shortage of time, Ty.
That's fine.
Tom. When they come for you, go give them a lead. And when they come for you, go give them a lead.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. Because you can.